That's a track from the new album from Indigo Girls called Look Long. Amy Ray and Emily Sayers join me. So let's get on the album. There are a lot of references to grandparents on the album. Emily, first of all, why is that? And what stories do they bring? What do they bring to your music, grandparents?
Well, I don't have any living grandparents now, but I have such strong memories of my time mm-hmm. as a child and growing up with grandparents. And so, like my grandmother, my mom's mom, Grammy, who lived in Ohio, she had the set of Apollo mission glasses on the top of her refrigerator. So I have like visceral memories of bringing those glasses down, and that made me think about the past and the future. And then my grandpa in Florida, you know, we'd go down there and it was so exotic to us with all the citrus fruit trees. And they had a simple camper that they'd go drive around the country in, and us kids, we got to sleep on the camper. I could almost still smell it. So I think they're like stories that sort of bond our lives and tie our lives, make us think about where we've come from. And also, you know, I think a lot about the wisdom of older folks who've seen more of life. And so I think I looked back a lot on this album. I wrote a lot about my family. Mm-hmm. I wrote about some things that were too painful for me to write about before. And so this is just kind of a letting it all out. There's a lot of connection to family for me, including grandparents on this one.
Sammy, you guys were kind enough to give us another song, another performance of a song. Country Radio is what we're going to hear in just a minute. What's the song about?
Country Radio is a song that I wrote out of my experience of driving home from Nashville, which I do and did a lot before the pandemic. And I would listen to all these awesome country songs and these stories about men and women falling in love and these just perfectly written heteronormative stories and songs. And I loved them so much, but I always felt a bit wistful and a little bit outside of the experience of those songs. And so I wrote a song sort of to describe that feeling and what it feels like to have church placards who are against gay people and just this whole feeling sort of otherness and outsideness. I wrote about that experience in Country Radio.
Emily, do you feel like country music is becoming more inclusive now?
At a snail's pace, maybe. I mean, I think a little bit, yeah. You know. We had Lil Nas X, woohoo, awesome. And, you know, just little by little it's more inclusive, but there's an old guard. It's older, it's white men, and it's, you know, a lot of these country songs, they're perfectly written scenarios of sort of like an idyllic American life, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And they have nothing to do with the hardship of people who live in rural areas or outside cities and how hard it is to find work and all of the struggles. Like, country music doesn't really want to talk about struggles anymore.
Right.
The way it did when it was Americana and Woody Guthrie, or even in the 60s or 70s of country music. So there's sort of like this very polished picture of country life. And I think that it's changing a little bit, but it's going to take time. And country music programmers have to realize that, number one, country music fans don't only want to hear men on the radio. And number two, it's okay to slip some real life content into some of these country songs. And then once there's more of an acceptance of that, I think the changes will come more quickly.
My guests have been Amy Ray and Emily Sayers. They are Indigo Girls. You can catch them in a Q&A they're doing with Project Say Something on Thursday, August 13th on Facebook and Instagram Live. Their most recent release is Look Long. Amy and Emily, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks
for having us.
Here's Country Radio.